Rudenblatt's going in for Brian Lee, and Peter Regan's going in. We're taking Nikita Filatov out, and Bobby Butler will remain out.
Why taking Filatov out?
The other guys have played better, the other players that are in the lineup.
Have you been disappointed with his play?
Well, he's not in the lineup, so I guess I wouldn't use the word disappointed. I think Nikita is making some great strides in the organization and in the way that he's approached it. He's worked real hard. Things haven't gone good for him, much the same as Bobby Butler. I think he's still learning how we're playing the game and the speed that we want to play the game at, and it's kind of affected their offensive play at times. And right now, the other players that are in the lineup have played better than they have, and we need to make sure that our best players are playing.
You have obviously a ton of young guys. Do you need to tell them anything different about a home opener, about not being too excited to start this game?
Well, I think everyone should be excited about home openers, and myself included. I think it's a great opportunity for us to show our fans the type of team that we want to be, and make sure that. And I think if you have a little bit of anxiety about it, you should be able to come out and put your best foot forward.
Do you like Zibin Jazz as a winger?
We like Zibin. Zib has played real good as a centerman. We used him a couple times as a winger, and. With Peter Regan coming in as a centerman, it gives us an opportunity to have, you know, with Spezza, Regan, and Konopka, three experienced centermen in the National Hockey League, which I think is a big part of the game, is being strong down the middle, and moving Mika to the wing. I think takes some of that responsibility of the center away from him a little bit, and we're going to try it and see what he is. We still like him as a center iceman, but right now we're going to put him on the wing rather than DeCosta.
What are you expecting from
Rudenblatt? We expect him to defend well and to move the puck for us. We've had some issues getting pucks out of our own end and being efficient with it, and that's something that David brings to the table, is being able to move the puck and make good outlet passes to get the puck to our forward so we can get out of our end quickly. He also has to make sure that he's defending well.
What would you say has been your biggest disappointment through the first two games?
Oh, just that we lost. I don't have any other disappointments, just that we lost the games. I thought we started well in the games. The third period's obviously been our best period, but the first period hasn't been our worst period. But we have a lull of 10 to 12 minutes somewhere in the second period that has been a bit of a bugaboo for us, and that's something we have to continue to work on, is this consistent 60-minute effort.
Is there a consequence for players taking out the coach during morning skate or practice?
There should be, but not right now. I was in the wrong spot, obviously. Can't believe he slew-footed me, though.
with Brian Lee coming out, can we assume that's the same as that the other defenseman has played better than him, or did you just want to get Rundblad in?
Well, we want to get Rundblad in, and we've asked our veteran players to step up and take a bigger role in. Chris Phillips and Sergei Gonchar and Philip Kuba, not a bigger role. They've already had a bigger role, but we need them to play better with the other three young defensemen we have. They're the experienced players on the back end, and they need to make sure that their game is elevated to help these guys out, and we're giving them that opportunity.
The other thing I was going to ask, with Mika on the wing, do you worry about it being more of an adjustment for him in a smaller North American rink than it is playing in
the I don't Europe? Expect... I think Mika can make all those adjustments. I don't think that would be an issue for him at all.
You cut Craig Anderson a bit of slack because there's so many new players there, and there's been a lot of miscommunication in front of him, or does he need to play better?
He always thinks he needs to play better, too. I don't think we've cut anybody any slack. I think that we haven't been very nice to him. Those 12-minute lulls I talked about, they're coming at him in pretty good ways. And if I've never stood back there in the crease, but it's got to be pretty intimidating to have him coming at you that fast. But we want him to make sure that he gets out and improves his play as well.
Anything else for Coach? All right, thank you, Paul.